Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive on one of the most talked about names in tech right now, Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD. The stock has been on an absolute tear, surging over 180% in the last 3 months alone, and the market cap is flirting with the $900 billion mark. But after a run like that, the big question is there still room to run, or are we looking at a stock that's gotten ahead of itself? Let's break it all down. The business, the numbers, the risks, and what I'd actually do with my money today. First, a quick snapshot. AMD is a semiconductor company that competes head-to-head with Intel in CPUs and with NVIDIA in the data center GPU market. They've got a massive opportunity in AI, but they're also heavily exposed to the cyclical PC and gaming markets. The stock is trading around $510 a share as of early June, with a market cap of roughly $832 billion. That's a huge number, but it's important to remember that just a few years ago, AMD was a fraction of that size. The story here is all about execution and market share gains. Now, for anyone who doesn't know the company, AMD was founded in 1969 and is headquartered in Santa Clara, California. CEO Lisa Su has been at the helm since 2014 and has completely transformed the company. Under her leadership, AMD went from being a distant second in CPUs to a legitimate threat to Intel, and now they're making serious moves in the AI accelerator space. The company has about 28,000 employees and operates in two main segments, computing and graphics, which covers PCs and gaming, and enterprise, embedded and semi-custom, which includes data center and embedded chips. But in recent years, the real growth engine has been the data center business. Let's talk revenue. In fiscal year 2025, AMD generated $34.6 billion in total revenue. That's up from $25.8 billion in 2024 and $22.7 billion in 2023. The growth is accelerating and the composition is shifting fast. The data center segment alone brought in $16.6 billion in 2025, making up nearly half of total revenue. Client and gaming was $14.6 billion, embedded was $3.5 billion, and gaming-specific revenue was about $3.9 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is the largest market at $11.4 billion, followed by China at $7.8 billion, Taiwan at $5.2 billion, and Singapore at $4.3 billion. So you can see the AI-driven data center boom is the primary story here, and it's not slowing down. Now let's get into the earnings. For fiscal 2025, AMD reported net income of $4.3 billion, up from $1.6 billion in 2024 and $854 million in 2023. Diluted EPS came in at $2.65, compared to $1 the year before. That's a 165% increase in earnings per share year over year. And the momentum continued into the first quarter of 2026. In their Q1 2026 earnings call, management highlighted that data center revenue grew 57% year over year, driven by demand for their Instinct MI series GPUs and EPYC server processors. They also noted that the agentic AI trend is accelerating faster than expected, which is doubling their CPU opportunity in the data center. Operating income for the quarter came in strong, and the company raised its full year guidance. Management sounded very confident about the trajectory, especially with the upcoming MI450 GPU launch. On the earnings call, CEO Lisa Su emphasized that AI inference demand is surging and that AMD's cost-advantaged position is allowing them to take share from competitors. She also noted that data center CapEx remains robust across major cloud providers and that AMD's CPU business is benefiting from the shift to more complex AI workloads. The tone was decidedly bullish, and the company reiterated its long-term target of significant revenue growth through the end of the decade. Let's look under the hood at the financials. AMD has a very strong balance sheet. As of the end of fiscal 2025, they had $5.5 billion in cash and equivalents, total current assets of $26.9 billion, and total assets of $76.9 billion. Total liabilities were just $13.9 billion, meaning stockholders' equity is a robust $63 billion. The current ratio is 2.72, and the quick ratio is 1.96, so liquidity is not a concern. Debt to equity is a very low 0.06, meaning they have almost no leverage. Free cash flow for 2025 was $5.5 billion, up from $2.4 billion in 2024. The gross profit margin is around 50%, and the net profit margin is about 13.4%. Return on equity is 8.1%, and return on invested capital is 6.2%. The trailing PE ratio is extremely high at 168, but that's because earnings have only recently started to ramp. The forward PE is much more reasonable, and we'll get to that in the valuation section. Now let's look at the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, AMD has a very strong financial position with record revenue and improving margins. Their data center business is firing on all cylinders, and they have a clear competitive advantage in cost-effective AI inference solutions. They also have a strong product roadmap with the MI450 and next-gen EPYC processors. Weaknesses. The gaming segment is in decline, and AMD still lags NVIDIA in the high-end AI training market. They also have a high valuation that leaves little room for error. Opportunities. The AI inference market is still in its early stages, and AMD is well positioned to capture share as workloads shift from training to inference. Agentic AI is also opening up a new CPU demand cycle. Threats. NVIDIA is a formidable competitor with a massive ecosystem lead. Intel is also trying to regain ground, and any slowdown in data center CapEx could hit AMD hard. The stock's high PE means any earnings miss could lead to a sharp correction. Let's talk performance. Over the last week, AMD is up about 4%. Over the last month, it's up a staggering 50%. Over 3 months, it's up 184%. Over 1 year, it's up 362%. And over 5 years, it's up 576%. The stock has been absolutely flying, and it's now trading very close to its 52-week high. Some traders are calling for a move to $800 by the end of the year, but that would require continued perfect execution and a very favorable macro environment. The short-term momentum is clearly bullish, but after a move like this, pullbacks are always possible. Now, let's get into the valuation. This is where things get interesting. I ran a comprehensive valuation using a forward PE model as the primary engine, with a DCF as a supporting lens. The setup is considered high confidence because AMD has positive forward earnings estimates, a strong free cash flow history, and a clear growth trajectory. The model uses a discount rate of 8.5%, a perpetual growth rate of 3%, and a terminal PE of 28.5. The forward PE multiple applied is 35, which is reasonable given AMD's growth profile, rather than using the historical average, which is distorted by low EPS years. So what does the math say? The blended fair value comes out to around $480 per share, with the DCF leg suggesting a value near $485, and the forward PE leg coming in at about $458. At the current price of $521, that implies a slight overvaluation of about 8%. The 5-year implied CAGR is negative 1.6%, meaning if you buy today at $521, the model suggests a fair value return that's roughly flat over 5 years. Now, that might sound disappointing, but remember, this is a conservative model. The plausible fair value range is actually between $450 and $600, with a midpoint of $525. So the stock is essentially trading right around fair value on the high end of the range. What drives this valuation? First, the FCF to net income conversion is expected to decline from 125% to 110% as CapEx increases. Second, share count is assumed flat, reflecting recent buybacks and the end of acquisition dilution. Third, the terminal PE was raised to 28.5 to reflect AMD's growth profile. And fourth, the forward PE multiple was set at 35, which is above the historical average, but justified by the current growth rate. So what's my take? Let's be clear. AMD is a fantastic business with a massive opportunity in AI. The data center momentum is real, and the agentic AI trend could be a multi-year tailwind. The balance sheet is pristine, and management is executing well. That said, the stock has already priced in a lot of that optimism. At an $830 billion market cap and a forward PE that's still elevated, you're not getting a bargain. My verdict is that AMD is a hold at these levels for existing shareholders, but for new money, I'd be cautious. The upside case is that AI inference demand explodes, AMD gains significant market share from NVIDIA, and revenue doubles or triples over the next few years. In that scenario, the stock could easily trade much higher. The risk case is that competition intensifies, data center CapEx cycles slow, and the stock's high multiple compresses, leading to a significant drawdown. On a trigger basis, I'd look to add on any pullback below 450, which is closer to the model's fair value. For the watchlist, this is a name you want to own, but you want to be disciplined about entry. Now let's talk about the 5-year $10,000 investment outlook. If you put $10,000 into AMD today at $521, the model's base case suggests an ending value of roughly $9,200 in 5 years. That's a slight loss in real terms, but if the company executes on its high-growth scenario and the market rewards it with a higher multiple, that $10,000 could be worth significantly more. This is not a safety play. It's a high-conviction growth bet with real upside and real risk. All right, that's the full picture on AMD. A phenomenal company with a bright future, but a stock that demands patience and a long-time horizon. If you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Drop a comment below. Are you buying, holding, or selling AMD right now? I'd love to hear your take. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.